Yo, what it do, everyone? Welcome to my Anchor podcast. Y'all know who it is. Texas Made 3115, a.k.a. the crazy one. Yo, what's up, everyone? It's Texas Made 3115, a.k.a. the crazy one. Let me get right into it. Last night, my brothers, they gave me a straight intervention about my violent mindset because, you know, everything we was talking about, I was just had that violent mindset of just want to hurt somebody. Man, I know it's not a good thing. I'm really working on it. I have to tell you, the Army did a number on me. The way I grew up kind of just was embedded in me, you know, so I'm working on it. PTSD is a motherfucker, I tell you that. And what my brothers was explaining to me last night is that I got a lot of built up frustration in my system. You know, they gave me several outlets. I'm not gonna get all into them, but you know, shout out to all my SLA brothers. You know, my boy Dre Day gave us a name. He called us the Fab Five, but you know, we can't really trademark that. So my mindset, try not to be too violent about it. I'm gonna call us the Venomous Five, because when you hear us talk, it's like a snake's venom. We get into your system and we just gonna have you want to listen to all of us individually or all together, which is, it's a great thing, people. You know, all you gotta do is just press play. It's a free service to everyone. Anchor has put this platform out for us to give y'all some of the greatest thoughts that's coming from all five of us. You know, it's a great thing. And back to my brothers giving me that intervention last night. That really touched me. Because honestly, there's not been very many people to really like just tackle my mindset like that. And it really touched me deeply. Like, I know I try my best not to be that violent mindset, but it's just, it's tough. You know, I mean, I'm funny, goofy. I don't try to use that violent mindset to be funny all the time, but sometimes it just comes out like that. Like, I really do be want to bust people's heads. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no fear. I don't have a conscience because I've been trained for 8 years to just straight kill people, protect and serve. You know, that's what I've been taught. But I have to get out of that mindset and channel that energy some other way. You know, man, I don't really like really letting people into my head or anything, but you know, I'm getting to that point where it's okay to just express how you feel, and it can't be in a violent way. Man, you know, and it's weird because I only act like that when I'm truly by myself, which is not good because I don't need to be by myself because my thoughts run crazy. Like, I really be plotting shit. Like, if somebody say something just straight crazy to me, I'm gonna go into attack mode. You know, it's really, really tough. I apply for some jobs. But in back of my head, I'm like, you know, if the manager of one of my coworkers start getting a little hothead with me, hey man, I ain't got time to talk to you. I'm gonna punch in your damn throat and keep it moving. Fuck around, just walk out of work. You know, So, yeah, I'm working on it. You know, I mean, it's a really long step process, but I'm gonna get it right. I'm gonna get it right. I got my five brothers, the Venomous Five, and we gonna get it all together. They gonna help me. You know. Yeah. If y'all heard my boy Dre Day's podcast last night, yo. Yeah, we were snapping on some things. You gotta go press play for my brother. Cause, woo, let me tell you, it was some fire shit being said. I mean, you gonna laugh your ass off. We just got it. That's the first time all five of us has been on a podcast together. And let me tell you, that shit was monumental. It was an epic time. I mean, we was on there for a hell of a minute, and that shit was just boom, boom, boom. You can see how all our personalities just meshed together. Lord, Lord, Lord. I'm very thankful for these brothers. I know I said that earlier, but I really am. But it's just one of those things, man. You know, it's like God-given. It's like it was meant to be. Because they're really helping me get into that mindset where things are positive instead of being in that negative mindset of hurting people or just even trying to hurt myself. I refuse to go back into that suicide mindset. Yes, I was very close to offing myself. And, you know, it's a lot of people that came to my rescue to keep me from making that ultimate deadly action to myself. There's no coming back from that. No, I got four kids. Really, I have five, because this is a little boy that I've been knowing since he was 1 year old, and he's a great kid, and I've been his father figure for years, and I have to be there for him and my own four kids. It's just the right thing. And Lord willing, I'm gonna let the Holy Ghost into my life, and just so I can build. I've been away from church for a while. Yes, I still got some growing to do. I know I curse a lot, and it's all a process. I'll eventually get there. Man, boy, it's just so much to just endure. Taking this all in. I'm gonna take my brother's advice too. I gotta go release this frustration somewhere. And it's not in a violent way. Believe me, it's gonna be very joyful. Oh yeah. Man. But you know, it's gonna be great. Try not to be too repetitive on this. But just giving the truth about things, about myself, is what I need to do. This platform Anchor has provided for me really can let me let loose, you know, give my testimonies on just anything, especially my inner thoughts. You know, I ain't afraid of no backlash. Nope, that don't bother me. As long as you don't bring it to my face and get all rowdy with me, we straight. Because, you know, if you come at me the wrong way with it, I'm not gonna think twice about thrashing your ass. Here I go again. Dang it. Get the violent mindset out, brother. Ah, see? There it is. I gotta control that. See, that's a prime example of how I be thinking. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you know, I don't want my kids to see that. I don't want anybody to see that, because it's just not a, it's not a positive outlet at all. Frustrated, about so many things. I don't know why I let stuff get underneath my skin. But you know what? I'm gonna get past it. I got a lot of love to give. I got a lot of joy to give. Hell, I'm just gonna be me, but in a positive mindset. You know, deep down, I gotta find that joyful Charles. He comes out every once in a while. I need that, part of me to always be out. You know, it's crazy. For instance, check this out. Here's a great example of my alter egos. When I was in high school, when I played basketball, when I was on the court, I was, my coach nicknamed me Chuck while I was on the court. He said, that's the dangerous Charles. Because I love basketball so much that I would do anything and everything to win the game. I was the aggressive, like, bust your ass Charles. But that Charles was nicknamed Chuck. Off the court, I was just regular old Charles. You know, laid back, chill mode, you know, all that. But Chuck is my alter ego. And now that I'm, like, older, I'm not even playing ball like I used to. And Chuck seems to be taking over everything. You know, just a violent mindset. I got to get rid of Chuck. I gotta put him back dormant. You know, I can't let him arise out anymore. I'm working on it, everyone. I'm really working on it. But I will tell you, once you become family, not even have to be blood related, and something's going down, someone's coming at you the wrong way, just call me. I don't mind stepping up, you know, I refuse to let someone mess with the fam. It don't work like that with me, man. I'm gonna come at you. Family, blood related or not, it's on. Just step to the side and let me handle it. That's just how I am. But you know, that's probably not the right way to go. Violent mindset once again. Like I said earlier, PTSD is a motherfucker. And there's a lot of veterans out there like me, or worse than me, going through the same things. But you know what? We all gonna prevail, because we're gonna have the right help. We're gonna surround ourselves with the positive people that can bring us up out of that deep, violent, dangerous mindset. You know, man, people wouldn't understand, man. You know, it's a real deep, just, man, I ain't really truly know how to explain it, because I'm living it. It's hard to explain something when it's just already there and you don't really know how to get out of it. And you know, my psychologist told me, you should not let yourself be alone for too long, because that's when your thoughts really run crazy. It's just like, you gotta keep yourself busy so you can't relax into that mindset. You know, and she's right. And I'm glad that my brothers, you know, they reached out to me. It was like, yo, you can use this platform right here. Once again, shout out to Anchor. Man, it's probably the best thing that's ever happened right here. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you, my brothers. The Venomous Five. Yes. But you you know what? I'm gonna get it right. Got to. The intervention last night really spoke to me. You know, it's gonna be a great time. I don't know what lies in the future, but you know what? I'm gonna run the right path so that future can be a great future. Yeah. I'm gonna speak it into existence. Every day, I'm gonna speak it into existence. But you know, hey, that's my testimony for the day, everybody. You know, I'm gonna let everybody ride out. You know, it's Texas Made 3115, AKA The Crazy One. I'm gonna check out right now. I'ma holler at everybody. I'll catch y'all with another episode tomorrow. All right, holler.